Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Normally you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon full of shit.
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
What?
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Y'all know who Janice Dickinson is, right?
We all do.
Yep.
You
do?
The Has-Been model.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
The what model?
Has-Been.
Oh, I thought there was a magazine. She was on Has-Been. I thought she was like French.
She used to be a supermodel.
Okay.
That's an idea. Has-Been model. Well, critics have been known to call model and actress Janice Dickinson everything but a child of God. They call her over the top. They call her an addict. They call her crazy. But Dickinson might be crazier than a fox this time, because she could be the first and only person to force Bill Cosby to break his silence on rape allegations that have dogged him for decades. Dickinson is suing Cosby for defamation of character now.
I'm telling you the truth, and anyone out there that's listening, that it's, I want justice. I want justice done.
Dickinson's attorney is Lisa Bloom. That's Gloria Allred's daughter.
Oh, that's Gloria Allred's daughter.
Yep. She is basing her lawsuit in part on recent jokes, off-the-cuff jokes made by Cosby on stage, mocking an audience member who got up to get a drink, and Cosby then insinuating that, hey, maybe you shouldn't trust me around alcohol. Bloom and Dickinson claim such jokes cause emotional distress. The bulk of the suit is based on a statement made by Cosby's attorney, Martin Singer, after the rape allegations resurfaced last year. Here's what Martin Singer said. He said, Janice Dickinson's story accusing Bill Cosby of rape is a lie. There is a glaring contradiction between what she is claiming now for the first time and what she wrote in her own book and what she told the media back in 2002. The only story she gave 12 years ago to the media and in her autobiography was that she refused to sleep with Mr. Cosby and he blew her off. Documentary proof and Ms. Dickinson's own words show that her new story about something she now claims happened back in 1982 is a fabricated lie. Here's the attorney.
So the statement that you just raised is the basis for our lawsuit for defamation, because calling Janice Dickinson a liar is a defamatory statement under the law. And that was the mistake that Bill Cosby made. It was too late for her to sue for rape or for drugging. But once he, through his representatives, called her a liar, she had a fresh claim for defamation, and that's the lawsuit that we filed today. And let's get into it. Let's go to court and let Janice prove her case that she was not lying when she said that he drugged and raped her.
Mm. Ooh, Mr. Cosby.
So she might have him.
So does this mean that Bill Cosby will have to? Does this mean that Bill Cosby will have to testify?
That's what they're hoping, because
or at least do the due diligence leading up to the trial.
Yeah, y'all are getting ahead of me.
The discovery. Because,
yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Dickinson's ghostwriter claims that she told him the story about Cosby's accusations a while ago. That was back in 1982. Cosby's lawyers, of course, say she is lying. Here's what she says she wants, Janice.
I want Janice. Lisa Bloom to depose Bill Cosby, get him on the stand in front of a jury, and let law decide.
So, both women say this is more about defamation than the alleged rape years ago, but if Mr. Cosby is deposed or takes a stand to answer your questions, that could open up a legal can of worms for him, where he would be on the record, a legal record that some 46 other women could use to also
46?
Get their day in court. It's up to the 40s. Janice Dickinson, crazy or crazy like a fox. She could get him on the stand.
You know what? Sybil and I were talking about this the other day. When the news story came out that Bill Cosby was going to march over the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, three months after the celebration.
What is he doing?
Yeah, he did it. He did it. He did it like last weekend.
Going to march.
I said, Sib, something's going down, because he's getting his PR together. I mean,
That's tough.
I have a problem with the comedic aspect of it. See, that's the problem. And you've been through this, Jamie. You get on stage and say something, and then somebody wants to hold it against you.
About what?
What you say
in a court
stage,
of law.
In a court of law. There was a woman getting up to
leave. Here's what I would say, and take it from someone who's told a couple of jokes that
got
a little heat.
You
have to explain. You know, J. Anthony Brown, it's tough out here for us comedians. They feel like we're bringing the whole world to an end, and we're going to colonize you and keep you from being married. And you're right. You know, when you're a comedian, they do try to go after us a little more because, you know, we're the one, we've been put here on this earth to do this. And it ain't even truth. It's just here's what I always tell people. When is the joke the funniest?
Right.
When is it the funniest?
When it's the truth.
When it's not about you.
Right.
Or when it's not about you.
Like when everybody's doing jokes about everybody else. You know, now, in Bill Cosby's situation, this is one of the most interesting things in our history. Because it seems it comes from out of nowhere for a person just average on the street. Because these people have seen Bill Cosby. We all grew up being, you know, raised by him, his show. I didn't watch his shows. I watched Red Fox and you know, I liked Sanford and some more. But with that being said, it's just the most interesting thing in the world when it comes to these types of allegations. You don't really know what to think about. You of course, even though Janice... What's her name?
Dickinson.
Janice Dickinson.
You know, I've seen her out, and she's a little
out there.
Yeah. But you hope that she doesn't cause such a commotion that maybe some of the women that were actually
raped,
you don't warp that. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully that doesn't backfire.
That's
for
the
those
irony, Jamie. That's the irony.
People
call her. That's the irony. People call her crazy. They call her out there. They say she's out of it. She's a drug addict. She might be the one to crack the code. That's
why
I wrote
this.
She
may
be the only one to be able to open it up.
But here's the thing, though. I would want to protect everybody involved. Here's the thing, though, with her. Just in case those types of things come out, and maybe because of the drugs or whatever, it was not quite the way she said it, and they're able to poke a hole in her story. Mm-hmm. That pokes holes in everybody's story. That's what I'm saying. So you have
Right now, the women, they have no recourse. Nobody can sue him. So Janice.
Yeah,
Wait a minute. This last one.
Right.
Lady claimed that it happened in New Jersey.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's no statute of limitations.
But
that's why I live in Jersey.
There's no statute of limitations, so that may actually come to trial.
If I was counseling Mr. Cosby, I said, "Hey, man, you know, the best thing to do is to not be anywhere. It's to just be somewhere."
And he's out there.
Keeps going out.
If I was in, I pull the coat to yo, it ain't cool.
And you definitely don't do the joke where the lady's going to the restroom and talk about drinking. You just don't do that joke. You pull that one back.
Yeah, because you can as a comedian, you know how we are, Jay. It's like we're like lions. We see a piece of meat, we're going to pounce on it no matter what.
We censor ourselves.
We don't censor ourselves, but at the same time, at this point, if I was counseling,
you got
to
do scared comedy now.
I'd be like, hey, that ain't. Let's talk about that.
You would tell him not to do stand up.
I would tell him to just chill.
I would go away.
I mean,
and
because
sit
all
out,
is
right.
Going to just chill right now.
He
man.
Can't
it
help
it
himself.
Cool.
It appears.
And it puts hard. It's hard as a black man because it's like you know you see another black man, you immediately that I'm just the way I. Oh man, are you okay? I want to make. But then when you hear allegations, oh money, I can't. Ain't nothing I can do for you, my
46
dude.
Women, I can't do
it. Ain't nothing I can do, dog.
$8.
Dog, ain't nothing I can do with it. 12, I'm like, dog.
46
one.
Women?
Like, come on, 46.
It's hard to high-five a dude that got 46 rapes.
Better than me. 46
All right, Don, good job.
Y'all have a good day.
Jamie Foxx is here.
Yes.
He'll be here for the next hour and a half.
But at the same time, I would like to... No.
Hugging next.
Because...